Good morning and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This is Brother John Loniker. I'm going to read a couple verses here from the scriptures, starting in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and the imaginations of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. And I just want to be an encouragement this morning that the Christian life is a continual moving forward. We continually walk with Christ. We continually grow in the Word of God. We continually feast on His Word, and it causes us to go forward. It changes us, as Paul writes in Corinthians, from glory to glory. It's a moving forward. And in this verse here, it says that it may, in verse 23, that it may be well unto you. You know, we are to move forward that it may be well with us. Jesus says in the parable of the sower, he says, take heed how ye hear. For unto him that heareth, more shall be given, but to him that heareth not shall be taken away even that which he seemeth to have. And so it's very important that we're continually moving forward. Like I heard a preacher say, you know, if you're not continually pedaling a bicycle, you're going to fall over. And a Christian life is a lot like that. We need to continually move forward and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and not go backwards. And there's examples in the scripture of people who went backwards and they did not go forward. And I'm just going to look at an example in John chapter 6. Jesus is preaching to the multitudes here. He's talking to them about he's the bread of life, and if they don't eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, excuse me, that they cannot have life. And they were murmuring because of some of these sayings that he was saying. Verse 59 in John 6, it says, these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? See, here it calls the people his disciples. Verse 61, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. Notice that. He says there are some of you that believe not. And in Jeremiah there it says that many of them walked after the imaginations and the counsel of their own heart. Verse 65, and he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Verse 66 says, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They went backward. They did not continually go forward. The Apostle Paul, he continually went forward. He says, I press toward the mark and the high calling of Christ Jesus. And may that be our cry. May that be our testimony, that we obey God and keep his commandments and walk forward and never turn back. You know, Jesus also says, no man putting his hand to the plow looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you, as we live in a world where there is much apostasy. Jesus says in the last days, there's going to be a great falling away. And so my heart here is this morning to encourage you to continually move forward. Jesus also says, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. So may God bless you and press toward the Lord Jesus Christ and obey his commandments. Obey his voice. Don't follow the imagination in the counsel of your own heart, because that will lead you astray. We need to continually look to the Word and align our heart with the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.